This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Madhav Kumar Nepal and Mahanta Thakur has reached Election Commission for verification of new party registration. Nepal bags 3 bronze medals in ASBC, Asian Youth and Junior Boxing Championship, and World Bank halts aid after Taliban takeover in Afghanistan. Now, the news in detail. Leaders of the proposed CPN Unified Socialist, including its chair Madhav Kumar Nepal, had assembled at the Election Commission for the process of registering a new political party. One of the leaders of the Unified Socialist Party, Birodh Khatiwada, said 30 lawmakers and 55 standing committee members were present, fulfilling the quorum for registering a new party were physically present in the commission. Similarly, the leaders of the Mahanta Thakur-led proposed Lok Tantrik Samajwadi Party, who had put their signatures on the application for registration of the party, have reached the Election Commission for the verification process. According to leader Sarat Singh Bhandari, 14 lawmakers and 17 executive members were present for verification. The commission had specified the time to the leaders of the newly registered CPN, Unified Socialist and Lok Tantrik Samajwadi Party to be physically present for verification from 11:30 a.m. to 2 p.m. today. CPN UML Chairman K.P. Sharma Oli has urged the party leaders and cadres to remain to the mainstream, stating that the party will move forward when we united. Chairman Oli urged the Madhav Kumar Nepal faction to unite. He also thanked the task force for its efforts for unity and said that the decision taken by the task force on July 11th would be implemented. Two people were killed when a passenger bus heading to Kathmandu from Sindhupalchok district met with an accident at Sunkoshi Rural Municipality 3. According to District Police Office Sindhupalchok, 24 people were injured in the accident. According to Deputy Superintendent of Police Daksha Basnet, the injured were undergoing treatment at Dhulikhel Hospital and Sadabahar Hospital, Khadichaur. The vehicle had fallen about 15 metres from the road. Armed police and Nepal police have continued the rescue operation. Additional 2 corona-related deaths have been reported in Bake district. According to COVID Crisis Management Centre, Bake's focal person Tejoli, a 43-year-old man from Rapti Sonari Rural Municipality 3, Bake, an 84-year-old man from Rapti Rural Municipality 4, Dang, died undergoing treatment at Nepalganj-based Veri Hospital. Nepal has won 3 bronze medals in the ASBC Asian Youth and Junior Boxing Championship underway in UAE. In 54 kg junior group men, Chiring Wangdi Sherpa won a bronze medal. He defeated Mohammad Aljani of Kuwait 5-0. Likewise, according to coach Dambar Datta Bhatta, Swastika Tirua and Narika Rai also won bronze medals. Tirua competed in 52 kg junior group women, while Rai in 57 kg category. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be generally to mostly cloudy throughout the country today. According to the division, monsoon is expected to turn more active from tonight. The monsoon has been near to the southern plains since a couple of days, and as a result, it is causing precipitation across the country. According to the division, there are chances of heavy rainfall at few places of Province 1 and Province 2, Gandaki, Lumbini and Sudar Paschim provinces today. Likewise, tonight, the weather will be generally to fully cloudy, and light to moderate rain is likely to occur at many places of the country. Heavy rainfall has been forecast at few places of the Province 1, Province 2, Bagmati, Gandaki, Lumbini and Sudar Paschim provinces. You are listening to Radio Nepal's news in English. Now on to some international updates. The World Bank has halted funding for projects in Afghanistan after the Taliban seized control of the country. It cited concerns over the Taliban's takeover will impact the country's development prospects, especially for women. The move comes just after the International Monetary Fund, IMF, suspended payments to Afghanistan. The Biden administration has also froze the assets of Afghanistan's central bank that are held in the United States. U.S. President Joe Biden says the U.S. is on pace to meet a 31st August deadline for evacuations despite previous call from allies for an extension. At least more than 70,000 people have been airlifted from Kabul, which fell to the Taliban 9 days ago. The militants have opposed any extension to the evacuation deadline. Mr. Biden said the airlift had to come to an end soon because an increasing threat from the Islamic State group in Afghanistan. The Australian government has evacuated more than 50 women footballers and athletes and their dependents from Afghanistan following an appeal by the world bodies FIFA and FIFPro. A statement by the International Footballers Federation FIFPro expressed gratitude to Australia. Following the retaking of Kabul by the Taliban, many Afghan sportswomen went into hiding. The statement said work was still needed to settle the women abroad. Afghanistan's former football captain Khalida Popal described the evacuation of the group, which included members of the Afghan national women's football team and their youth team, as an important victory. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news from Radio Nepal for this hour. But before wrapping up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Madhav Kumar Nepal and Mahanta Thakur reach Election Commission for verification of new party registration. Nepal bags 3 bronze medals in ASBC Asian Youth and Junior Boxing Championship, and World Bank halts aid after Taliban takeover in Afghanistan. Well, that's the end of this news from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also log on to our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 in the evening. Stay tuned and have a good day.